inside the Hollywood Hamper for Gina J's Dirty Laundry on 96.5 TIC. Today's best variety.
It's brought to you by Tempur-Pedic. Hello, Mark the Shark.
Gina J, good Thursday afternoon. Lots of gossip to talk about. Let's get right into it.
All right, the nominations for the 70th Annual Emmy Awards were announced this morning.
Yeah, Game of Thrones, 22 nominations. Everybody loves that show. I don't get it, but a lot of people love that show.
They do. I've never seen Game of Thrones. That's one thing I've never seen.
Huge, huge following.
Oh, yeah. But I watched Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yeah, I was pretty amazed, dude, that 30-year-old woman, Melissa, walks in there.
Yep.
And she's got this massive bulging thing coming out of the back of her neck. She's had it for about 3 years.
Yep.
It's bigger than a grapefruit.
That show is going to be nominated next year. You wait.
You know what, though? It is pretty gross. It's kind of like a train wreck. You can't turn away from
it. You can't.
But it probably does help a lot of people. Like, you know, say, hey, I might have a problem here. I got to get in and get this checked out.
John Legend is one step closer to getting an EGOT. What is that? The Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony. Because he got nominated for Jesus Christ Superstar.
He was really good. I mean, I actually watched that whole thing.
I did, too. It was really good.
It was real good.
Yep. Lori Metcalf scored a nomination for Roseanne, even though it's been canceled.
Right.
Anthony Bourdain was also honored too. He's up for 2 nominations.
Wow.
NBC was shut out for Late Night with The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon and The Seth Meyers Show. Snubbed!
Yeah, it ain't Letterman, it ain't Carson anymore.
Yeah. So. Congratulations to Sandra Oh. She just made Emmy history. First Asian actress nominated for lead in a drama series.
Good for her.
George Lopez, did you see his pee prank on Donald Trump's Hollywood star?
Yeah, he was pretending he was taking a leak on Donald Trump's star. It was actually a bottle of water, but he was standing there holding it like he was letting loose.
Yep.
I guess LAPD got more than 50 calls and emails. A lot of people not happy about it. But in the end, the water probably did clean the star off a little bit. So.
It probably did. Nope. Michael Jackson's Dr. Conrad Murray is making some horrible allegations about Joe Jackson. What is this? I don't even know what this is. How can you chemically castrate someone to get their high-pitched voice?
Yeah, that's what apparently that Dr. Conrad Murray said. That's what his father Joe did to him.
Yeah.
So Michael would hold on to that high-pitched voice of his.
Right.
They do it with, like, sex offenders. They chemically castrate sex offenders.
Yeah, and Conrad Murray saying that he hopes that Joe Jackson finds redemption in hell. That's what he said. Wow.
Oof. Yikes. Man, I'll tell you what, that is brutal.
And finally, Stormy Daniels was arrested last night at a strip club because she motorboated an undercover cop.
I guess she stuck her two breasts in Columbus PD officer Mary something. I don't know her last name.
Yep.
They did an undercover thing, and she was taken out of the club called Sirens in Columbus, Ohio. Guess she can't make contact with the patrons.
And who hasn't motorboated a cop? Come on! Sorry.
Gina.
I played the fifth, Sharky, so don't even go there. Have a great night. More celebrity gossip is up on our website at 96.5TIC.com.